here's a story from The World.
The future of Afghanistan remains very uncertain as the U.S. withdrawal date from the country in September approaches. The Taliban and Afghan government failed to meet for a scheduled peace conference in Istanbul last week. There are no other scheduled talks on the horizon. Today, the U.S. State Department also announced it was removing all personnel whose functions can be performed elsewhere other than the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. This announcement has many Afghans feeling anxious about what comes next. Lima Ahmad is an Afghan PhD candidate and research fellow at the Fletcher School at Tufts University. She joins us from Washington. How does this announcement by the State Department have you feeling, Lima?
I was kind of mad this morning by seeing the tweet, actually, and have been really following since a couple of weeks. But then why this urgency that, yes, everybody has to leave before May 1st because there might be an increase in violence? And I felt that, are we telling Taliban that, like, you can take over the country will collapse, the current government will collapse?
Lima, as to that tweet you were referring to about the withdrawal of U.S. personnel from the embassy in Kabul, I mean, it's not a surprise that the U.S. embassy staff will leave Kabul. It's also not a surprise that there are security concerns in the country. Why does that particular message frustrate you or concern you so much?
So for me, you do this messaging just before May 1st. Seems like they are kind of giving a little bit more credibility to Taliban that once the May 1st date is passed, where the agreement between Taliban and the U.S. was that the U.S. will withdraw, will do full withdraw, and they haven't done, it means the Taliban have the capability to increase violence. When I called back home, I said, is something going on? They said all the three or four big embassies have announced that before May 1st, we have to leave. So making this May 1st a deadline, and not even for the COVID reasons, for the reasons of there will be more violence, which already the country is so much in violence. So for us, it was how much more violence will increase.
The hopes are very high for a peace deal between the Afghan government and the Taliban before September. But as I said last week, they were scheduled to meet and the parties did not. Do you know of anyone in Afghanistan who believes that a peace agreement will actually happen before all U.S. troops leave?
So there is a lot going on. A lot of analysts in Afghanistan predicted that President Biden's announcement just before the meeting really pushed or really caused that the Taliban are not participating in the Istanbul conference because they do not see any leverage. So for me, I still see that there will be a conference happening. I still see that regional countries like Pakistan, India, China, and Iran can really come together and push for this conference to happen.
So I hear you holding out hope for a peaceful solution. How much faith do Afghans have that if a peace deal is not achieved, their government can protect them in the event the Taliban makes a play for more power?
I don't think public believe that the Afghan government can protect them because the Afghan government is so much divided into different fractions. They are not unified as they are supposed to be at this moment of time. The one thing is the public is so sure the Taliban will not take over. Like, it's not possible, but there is so much fear. So everybody is scared of more violence and open war. I think Afghans are living within the situation and within the context of the violence. They are not even allowed to think how the system will function. Rather than until getting to any of the system, there will be a lot of things that they will lose.
Lima Ahmad is an Afghan PhD candidate and research fellow at the Fletcher School at Tufts University. She joined us from Washington. Lima, thank you very much for your thoughts.
Thank you.
From PRX.